Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Grace, mercy, and peace be to you in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, if I were to say to you, I need help. In love, you would ask, well, Pastor, how can we help? What do you need? Can we help you with moving something? Can we help by watching the kids or maybe taking care of the dogs? Can we help with a financial burden? Can we help call on some of the shut-ins? Can we lift you up in prayer? And to all these things, I would say, yes, please. See, these are all good examples of things that I could and do receive from so many of you in love. I need help. Well, this much is true. But I tell you, brothers and sisters in Christ, there is a help that you cannot provide me, no matter how much you may love me. I need help, for I am drowning in my sin, cut off from the Father, and wandering aimlessly in darkness. And there, you cannot help me. For Christ Jesus alone is my help. He alone is the one who has redeemed me, a lost and condemned creature. He has shined the light of the Father's love on me and all creation through the cross of Christ. And because of him, I have been rescued. I have been reunited with the Father through the way of the Son. And all this he has done purely out of fatherly, divine goodness and mercy, certainly without any merit or worthiness in me. In short, he has done this because he loves me. This is true of me, but it is true of you as well. For you need the help of Christ. And in love, the Father has sent him to give it. Thanks be to God. Yet there's more, dear brothers and sisters in Christ. Jesus, in our gospel reading for today, speaks of another helper. He says this, "If you love me, if you love me, you will keep my commandments, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper to be with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you." Jesus said, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. Not you have to love me or else. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. Oswald Chambers once wrote, "Our Lord never insists upon obedience. He tells us very empathetically what we ought to do, but he never takes means to make us do it. We have to obey him out of the oneness of the Spirit." That's why when our Lord talks about discipleship, he prefaced it with an if. If. If, right? You do not need to do unless you like. Never interpret these words apart from the one who is uttering them. See, Christ Jesus knows that I need help, and so along with the Father, he gives the Holy Spirit. I confess that I need help, the help of the Holy Spirit, to live as a follower or a disciple of Jesus. I need the help of the Holy Spirit to live in faith to God and in love for my neighbor. Right? Because isn't that the fulfillment of the law, of the commandments? Love the Lord, your God, with all your heart, your soul, your strength, and your mind. And then love your neighbor as yourself. See, though I am redeemed by Christ, my flesh, my sinful flesh, still longs to gratify my sinful nature. I want to trust in no one but myself. I certainly don't want to love anyone more than I love myself. I confess to you at the beginning of service to our merciful Father that I have lived in doubt and denial. I have squandered his gifts and taken for granted his grace. I have sinned against him in thought, in word, and in deed, and I have sinned against my brothers and sisters in Christ. I confessed that I am helpless to amend my sinful condition. And wasn't that your confession as well this morning? As you spoke those words of confession at the beginning of service, perhaps in that time of silence, grudges that you have nursed against others came to mind. Maybe it was something that you knew that you withheld help from a brother or sister in Christ when you could have given it. Perhaps your mind went to finances that you've been holding on to with a closed hand. Whatever it may be, you confessed your sin to God and your sin against one another and pleaded to God for mercy and looked to Him for help and forgiveness. And the good news is, help has come. And forgiveness is yours. For the Father and the Son have sent the help of the Holy Spirit. You have been absolved of your sin. In your baptism, you were dead in your sin, but you were made alive in Christ. You were united with the Father and the Son through the birth of the Holy Spirit, through water and the Word. And this Word of God continues to be the means through which the Holy Spirit brings you help. Through the law of God, your sin is exposed, and the Holy Spirit is at work to lead you to confess and repent. And then through the gospel, the glorious news that because of Christ Jesus, your sins are forgiven, you are made alive in the help of Christ, who has given you his sacrificial death and glorious resurrection. As you come to the altar of the Lord, in the Holy Supper, you're united again with Christ as he offers to you his living body and blood for the forgiveness of your sin and the strengthening of your faith. You receive the help from God. For where Christ is present, so is the Helper, the Holy Spirit. And where the Son and the Spirit are present, so also is the Father. And here the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit promise to dwell with you. For Jesus promised, because I live, you also will live. In that day you will know that I am in my Father, and I in you, and you in me, and I in you. We need help. The Father, Son, and Holy Spirit give it. Through his word, through the means of grace, as we hear again that word of absolution that reminds us that we are God's dearly loved and forgiven children. See, this is the help that we have come and we understand that we long and need, what we expect to receive from God. This is the help that we are to ask for in our prayers so that we would live in love, in faith to God, and in relation to his love for us, then love our neighbors, that we might delight in his will and walk in his ways to the glory of his holy name. When I said that I need help, you, brothers and sisters in Christ, might reply with the list that I mentioned before. Physical help to move something, care for my family, help in my duties and responsibilities, and help in prayer. All these are wonderful and godly examples of how you might show love for me, your neighbor, because of the help that you first received from Christ. But certainly I'm not the only one who needs help. And the question for you this day is, who else do you know that needs your help offered in love? Think about that for a moment. Who in your family or your friends, who in your community, in your neighborhood, needs the help that you can offer? I'm going to close with a prayer. This is written by Johann Gerhard years ago. It reflects this wonderful desire of keeping the command of Christ to live in faith to Him and love for our neighbor, and so that would be expressed and lived out in our lives as well. And so I invite you to join me in this prayer. We pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, You love me from eternity. In return, I will love You for eternity. You love me by giving Yourself to me. In return, I will give back to You, through love, all that I am. Inflame my heart. Make every creature worthless to me. May You alone become the sweet desire of my soul. You desire to unite human nature to Your Son by an inseparable union. How much more fitting is it then that my heart be united to You by an inseparable bond of love? Divine love drew Your Son from heaven to earth, bound Him to a pillar to be whipped, and fastened Him to a cross to die. Should not such burning flames of love lift my heart from earth to heaven and bind me inseparably to You, the highest good? If I were to love earthly, worthless, and temporary things, I would treat both You and myself unjustly. You have made me worthy of so much honor and have given me such great promises by allowing me to love You. When I love You, a sincere love for my neighbors is also born in my heart. Whoever loves You, O highest good, also keeps Your commandments, because the presence of good works is the proof of love. Therefore, because You have commanded us to love our neighbor, no one sincerely loves You who does not pay the debt of love to one's neighbor. Indeed, whoever our neighbor may be, You are so concerned for them that You wonderfully created them, mercifully freed them, and most generously called them to fellowship in Your kingdom. In You and because of You, I am to love my neighbor, who is honored by You and given such glory. Strengthen and increase in me this true and sincere love, You who are eternal and changeless love. Amen. God grant it for the sake of Christ and for the care of our neighbors. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus until the day of His glorious appearing. Amen.